Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You may have seen the headline, Pritzker, the repeal of the abortion parental notification law is now going to be sent to Governor J.B. Pritzker. So in Illinois, you will not have to notify your parents if you are a minor that you're getting an abortion. Senator Jill Tracy voted no on this, and we wanted to sort of get a pro and a con, or at least your view on this, Senator. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hi.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry I've got a cold this rainy day, and so my voice is a little scratchy, but I'm glad to be with you. Thank you.
You sound terrific. So tell me about what the bill says, and then tell me why you voted no.
Well, the Parental Right of Notification Act has been on the books since about 2013, and it says that within 48 hours of a abortion being performed, the parents of a minor child must be notified. Now, notification is the key word. It does not mean consent. And this bill has been spun as an abortion prevention bill. However, in my viewpoint, it really focuses on notification of a parent of a medical procedure involving their minor daughter. And to me, that's the crux of it. I consider it the parent-child relationship to be utmost relationship in our human relationships. Parents have a responsibility and duty to their children. All through laws, we see truancy or laws that can fall back on the parents. I mean, they have a duty and responsibility to raise their child. It's a primary, basic function in life. When you're given a child, it's your responsibility to nurture, raise them. And this bill, as I said, was spun as an abortion bill, and I don't see that at all. To me, it's an agenda to drive out parents from one of the most important responsibilities they have.
Yeah.
And it's overreach. It's a broad stroke. It's presuming that all parents are bad and that a girl should not involve them in this decision. And it's a medical procedure. And we know, as parents, we have to have a notice to the school written that we can give medication to a child at a school by someone else than a parent. All type of things that a parent must consent to for a treatment of their child. And this is just notification. It does not prohibit an abortion being performed on a minor. So to me, it just is illogical. I've watched as our legislature has passed laws that allow wards of the court, children under the care of DCFS, to continue until they're 21 because their minds are developing. They need protection. They need someone there that they can go to and talk to. We raise the right to buy cigarettes to the age of 21.
Yeah.
And because it was argued, children are not able to make decisions about their mental health. So we extended it beyond the age of 18 to 21, which is beyond minority age.
And yet this, the most dramatic decisions that a child will have to come up with, the state has said, in fact, your parents may never know that you would not, you may choose to not seek their counsel. So I understand the incongruity of it there. It looks like the governor is going to sign it, though, and that those
unfortunately,
minors,
unless people flood his office with calls, there's still an opportunity.
Understood. I understand that, and now I'm short of time. I really appreciate I wanted to hear a pro and I wanted to hear a con on this, and I understand your position on this fully, Jill. I'm glad you were able to join us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Ann Williams, also a representative, voted for it. Hi, Ann. You're on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Couple minutes here. Why did you vote for it?
Well, I think this bill is not about the vast majority of youth. This bill is about our most vulnerable youth who are faced with an incredibly challenging situation because of very difficult circumstances. So people want to make a decision on this based on what would happen in their own families, stable households. But the kids we're talking about here are in really untenable situations, and forcing them to go through a difficult and very challenging court process is really quite inappropriate and cruel.
Does this happen often? Will this happen often?
You know, this doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's extremely difficult on these kids. Now, it is true that we need parents' permission for a lot of activities, but the reality is, unfortunately, biology allows children to become pregnant, and they don't need their parents' permission to have sex, to become pregnant, to have a baby. So the other piece of the reproductive health care, terminating a pregnancy when the child may be undergoing severe abuse, there may be a substance abuse issue, they cannot tell a family member for some reason, maybe they're involved in the abusive or neglected situation. These kids are different than the majority of children, and they need to be treated differently.
A fair point. And is the governor going to sign this, do you know?
It's my understanding he will sign it.
It's all the time I have today, but I wanted to hear the pro and the con on that, and there they are. Ann Williams, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.